Let's go on over to the fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs. I'm going to read it here from the Classic Amplified in the fourth chapter. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. All right. Now, listen to this from the King James. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Incline. Have you ever said that? You know, I'm inclined to believe that. Yes. Let them not depart from their eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And then number three, and it says medicine. This book is medicine to your flesh. It is medicine to your flesh. I was called in a situation and went inside the house, and they kept it very dark and took me into a back bedroom there. And this man had gangrene of the leg. And so I stood at the end of the bed and touched his toe. And he growled at me. And I realized, this is a spirit. Broke the power of that spirit. And the gangrene healed up. So that became medicine to his flesh. Amen. I've had the Lord do this for me, and I suggest you do it, particularly with the letter of 1 John. And just read it. It's a letter. And just read it every day for a while. And just read that. And not anything else, just read that letter. Just read it again and again and again and again and again and again. And it'll become medicine to your flesh. You know why? It'll get rid of fear. I have had intimate relationship with his love and believed his love. Yes. Believed it. Now, this is healing school. Now listen to me. To believe that love. Well, sometimes I just don't feel like he loves me. Kelly, I know you're my daughter and all that. And I think you love me, but I just don't feel like it.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. That's a lie from hell.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the first time in Tulsa, I was reading the prayers of Jesus to agree with it. And I got over there and it said, Father, show them you love them as much as you do me. And I thought, oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I was serious about it. I don't know about that. And I was trembling, and because I'd never read that like that before. I was a baby Christian in those ways. And I walked around that room and I said, God loves me as much as he does Jesus. How could that be? But my spirit was leaping on the inside of me. And I just started walking around the room, and you need to do the same thing. God loves Kenneth just as much as he does Jesus. Well, he can't do anything else because he is love.
Yes.
And you can't do anything to make him love you anymore. You can't do anything to make you love you any less. You can grieve him, but he is love. God loves Kenneth Max Copeland. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
And he said in the 17th chapter of John, he said, talking to his disciples, all the Father has is mine. But when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, when the Comforter comes, he will take what is mine and show it unto you. And he said, I say again, all that the Father has is mine, and he will take what is mine and show it unto you. They didn't have this book. We do.
Hallelujah.
And I am a witness that you stay before him.
Yes.
And you pray in the Spirit. And you stay before him. And you worship him. And you worship him. And you worship him. And he'll take what is the Father's and show it to me. I've had it happen. I went to the prayer cabin. The ministry was $1 million behind. And I got there, and I heard it in my spirit, you don't need $1 million. I said out loud, well, you could have fooled me. No. He said, I flashed it across your spirit, the problem. He said, if I gave you $1 million, that wouldn't get rid of the problem in the ministry that caused you to be behind in the first place. Well, this sounds like it's a few minutes, but this was hours. Because it would seem like I'd touch on it, it'd just go away. And it seemed like, and I said, Lord, what is it? He said, you're not tithing the ministry. Not tithing the ministry. I said, well, Lord, I just figured it's all yours. And down inside of me, here was the wisdom. Do government employees pay taxes? Yes. It doesn't matter for whom you work.
That's right.
Right.
You pay your taxes.
Yes, sir.
We're quick to tithe personally. Yes. He said, you start tithing the ministry. You start tithing the church.
Yes.
And you see what I can do.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Now that takes us back to the book of Malachi, so let's go there. Now, there's 400 years between Malachi and Matthew. And the Lord identifies himself as the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angelic armies of God. Now remember, there was bloodshed in the form of animals. And Abram. And then bloodshed through circumcision. And a very special child was born when he was 100 years old. Isaac. In order to get a very special child in the second covenant. Chapter 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. And unto you that fear my name shall the sun, S-U-N, a star, a burning star, the sun of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you'll go forth and grow up as calves of the stall and tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the Lord of Moses, my son, the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all of Israel, and the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And that was the end of anything about the curse, except in Galatians 3. Because it ended it. The law ended with Jesus. Verse 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on us. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. So, well, all right, let's go to the book of Ephesians. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us or made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Remember that you being time past and Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is the circumcision made by hands. Now listen, at that time, online, listen to it, read it. At that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Oh, there's a lot of sickness and disease that comes from that. And I can nail down another place where there's a lot of sickness and disease. Not walking in love. Being quick to judge. Judging other people. But we don't do that, do we? That sure was weak. We don't do that, do we? Well, moving on. Redeemed from the curse. A life worth living. I am supposed to be healed today. The healings of Jesus. Mark chapter 10. They came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Son of David!" Whoa! Oh, he knew who he is. Son of David. Son of David. Have mercy on me. Now, let's put it in proper vernacular. Son of David. Do hesed for me. Son of David, Messiah. Do hesed for me. Mercy. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. Many. Which just simply meant they didn't get it. You're interrupting the man. Son of David, do hesed for me. Jesus stood still. Of course, well, the moment he heard mercy, the moment he heard hesed. And son of David, what's running through his heart and mind? Oh. Whoever that is knows that I'm Messiah. He believes it. And he knows the meaning of the covenant word hesed. So he stood still. And commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man saying, "But be of good comfort, arise," he calls you. Well, that's kind of funny. They just didn't have a clue. And it very well could have been some of his own disciples. Because there's a huge crowd. And this guy's hollering so loud, but Jesus stopped and stood still. And commanded him to be called. You get him over here to me right now. Commanded that he be called. Jesus answered and said unto him, What will you do that I should do to thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed him. But he had to say it. He had to say it. He could have said something like, I've been blind all my life, but I'm in so much pain. He would have stayed blind, but he wouldn't have had any pain. He said, the way you believe it. So he asked him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Can't you just see Jesus? Now, he dropped his garment. He was legally blind. He had been checked out by the priests, which meant he was legally blind, and his garment proved that. So people could give into his life knowing that he wasn't, conning somebody. When he dropped that garment, Jesus saw his faith. In other places, he would say, you believe I can do this?
Yeah.
They'd say, yea, Lord. Be it done unto you as you have believed. Right. He said to Thomas, Thomas, quit being faithless. Mm-hmm. Well, so Thomas wasn't faithless anymore. Right. Yeah. But that's Jesus.
God.
He said, come to me that are burdened, and I'll give you real rest. The goodness of God.
My name is Jill. I live in Running Springs, California. Came down from the snow and ice today and knew coming here. When God said, I'm going to fill your thoughts coming back and I'm going to do something for you that you're not expecting. And I was already expecting because he knows my issues. It's all my bones and muscles. It's all achy all the time.
Brother Copeland, this is Jill, and she had fibromyalgia.
Now,
and
what was your name again?
Jill, like Jackie Jill.
Praise.
And pain all throughout her body, all throughout her bones, and she can hardly walk now because the power of God is so strong on her, and she does not have pain, and she's healed.
So let me ask you, how long did you have the pain for?
I feel like that woman, the 18 years, it's been decades. The blood of Jesus is coursing through my DNA down to my mitochondrial level in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and he will heal everyone who comes to him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know, beyond all doubt, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God's will for every believer is to be healed and made whole. Healing is God's evidence that He's alive and full of power and authority. It is the physical proof of His existence and willingness to meet our needs on every spiritual level. The resurrection power of Jesus is always available to heal. So receive what He has already provided for you. Learn more when you request your free gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and it's the Healing is Yours package, and includes a healing scripture CD and a mini book by Brother Copeland. As you listen to the healing scriptures and read the book, allow God's word to get down into your heart and develop your faith to receive your healing. To request your free package, go to kcm.org. Now, before we leave today, I want to pray for your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of all the saints watching this program today, I call upon the rivers of living water from the belly of our spirits through the Holy Spirit to rise up all over the world and make alive our mortal bodies, delivering us from every sickness and affliction of death. The resurrection life is part of our inheritance in glory, and we lay hold of it, not only for ourselves, but for everyone that we have contact with, according to your sure mercies. Amen. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.